All right, it's our pleasure now to be joined by Greg Brown of the Pirates Broadcasting Bucko Booth. How you doing, Greg?
How you doing?
Good. And how about the Pirates doing good? That's a pretty nice start of this season, huh? What are your early impressions?
3-0. You can't be any better. Yeah, that's fun. We say every spring training, every year, every team should abide by the rule that wins and losses don't mean anything in spring training. They're meaningless, and that is true, but you'd rather be 3-0 than 0-3. It's the first time the Pirates have gone 3-0 since 2019.
We were talking last Friday. We spent so much time talking about the batting order. We didn't even get into the pitching stuff, and I'm real excited to get your thoughts on we'll begin with the rotation. How does it rank among MLB? It's got to be one of the best.
Well, that's what the so-called pundits and experts are saying. But, you know, you got to go out and prove it. Now, they've got, of course, it's all led by Paul Skeens, the best pitcher on the planet, coming off Rookie of the Year and then Cy Young back-to-back. And so he leads the way. And then yesterday we saw Mitch Keller, Mitch Keller is going into his eighth major league season, which for those of us who've been around a while, it just seems impossible to believe. We remember when he came up as a highly touted prospect and he went through some struggles, he got demoted to the minor leagues and he fought through it and then came up and kind of overcame his struggles, got back to the major leagues. Eventually, a couple years ago, spring training was handed a big multi-year extension, very lucrative. And he's just kind of quietly gone about his business as a workhorse in that rotation. You got Bubba Chandler, who some experts in baseball have tried to put odds on Rookie of the Year candidates, and Bubba is up there among the leading candidates in that category. Wouldn't that be something?
Yes.
You have a Rookie of the Year in Paul Skeens 2 years ago. Could the Pirates end up with their...
Oh, you still there, Greg? Greg, you still there? Lost you. Hello, Greg, can you hear us? Not sure if we still have Greg on the phone. I'll try to patch him in. Greg, can you hear us? Hello, are you there? We're talking with Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown. May have a...
Yeah, I guess I rambled on and I cut myself off.
Well, we're talking about Mitch Keller a little while ago. The Tribune Review did a whole article on his new pitch. They called it an absurd new look changeup. I don't know what it means by that, but I guess he's got a new weapon in the repertoire.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either. I'll have to ask Mitch. I think he's just trying to work out to make it a better changeup. All these pitchers do this in spring training. They try and get better, and they, especially the guys that know they're either in the starting lineup or starting pitcher or in the bullpen, this is the opportunity for them to work on some things. And that's what Mitch is doing. And that's what's great about the fact that, you know, he's now a veteran. He can do this. He's been around long enough, going on 8 years, coming up on his eighth season, that he feels confident enough. He knows he's in the rotation, and he's going to try and get better, and that's what you want. You want these guys not to rest on their laurels, and they've got work to do, and Mitch certainly does. He knows that. He's had great first halves. He's been an all-star himself 3 years ago, but he seems to have kind of fallen off in the second half of the season. So he's trying to figure out a way to add to his repertoire and be a more complete pitcher who can really dominate for an entire season, not just the first half.
Now, a couple of veteran pitchers acquired in the offseason seem like relatively low-risk investments. Both coming off injuries are Jose Urquidy and Mike Clevinger. Are you getting any early feelings for them, how they might do?
Well, I think Clevinger, who was really one of the best pitchers in the American League a few years ago with Cleveland, and then you mentioned the injuries, he's in camp as a non-roster invitee. I think, you know, he's got a chance, certainly. They all do. As it stands now, I think it would be hard for him to end up making the rotation because you've got the couple that we mentioned, Skeens and Keller and Bubba Chandler and Braxton Ashcraft. Bubba Chandler will pitch today, by the way, in the spring training game against the Yankees. And Jose Urquidy is the former Houston Astro who had back-to-back 13-win seasons and then underwent Tommy John surgery. Now, he's been signed as a major league free agent, so I think he's probably the odds-on favorite to be one of the starting pitchers. Carmen Majinski is also going to be stretched out. But I would say so. Urquidy, likely. Clevinger still has a chance. We'll have to wait and see how he does. Another veteran, not a starting pitcher, but a free agent who was signed kind of under the radar. But, I mean, my gosh, for 1 year, $7.5 million is the hard-throwing left-hander Gregory Soto, who had a lot of successful seasons with the Detroit Tigers. You know, I think that they feel like it, if they could even add between now and opening day someone somehow through maybe trade, I don't know that there are any free agents, maybe minor league free agents that could come in, I think they would do that because you never have enough pitching, never. I like the looks of it now, the starters and the relievers. Still work to be done. I would love between now and opening day, though, if at all possible, Scott, I'd love to see them add one pitcher if they could somehow.
And Greg, we got to talk about the passing of Bill Mazeroski. A lot of people affected by that, sharing memories of that. What did Bill mean as an ambassador for the Pirates, and what is his legend as a Bucco?
Yeah, I think we're seeing what he means to the baseball world by all the sentiments we're hearing, the accolades praised throughout since he was passed on Saturday morning. And, you know, in the last 24-plus hours, we're hearing from so many people, dignitaries throughout the game, throughout the world, and fans. Maz was so – he was a Hall of Fame player, but a Hall of Fame person. Mm. The way he handled himself was he was so humble, so generous with his time, never said no to anyone. He was so unassuming. And I think he was like – he's like every man's guy. He lived out the dream of winning a World Series, had the single greatest home run in the history of Major League Baseball, but you would never know it by the way he acted. And you know, I was privileged, like so many, to know him, and he led a great life. 89 years old, his wife of many years, Mylene, passed away a couple years ago. So now they are together again, and he will certainly be missed.
Home run against the Yankees, who the Pirates play today in Bradenton. Greg, our final question: anything? We're going to have that game here on Beaver County Radio. What do you think people should be listening for specifically? Is there any tip you would give them?
Just enjoy it. Bubba Chandler and the Pirates against the Yankees.
All right. Looking forward to hearing your broadcast. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Take care. Always good to hear from Bradenton, Greg Brown. We'll be doing another chat with him Wednesday and Friday. Then the following week, talking to Bob Walk. If you're not excited about baseball, you got to be now. Pirates off to the 3-0 start. They played a split game yesterday against half the squad playing in Tampa Bay, the other against Philadelphia. Pirates winning both of those in the beginning season Saturday with a game you might have heard if you were listening right here to Beaver County Radio. Pirates beating Baltimore in Sarasota. So we are your home for Pirates baseball, 95.7, 99.3. Make sure you're there.